I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
2022 has been quite the year for cinema so far, both on the big screen as the theatrical side of the industry continues to recover, and at home where streaming services continue to battle for your eyeballs' attention. And we're roughly midway through the year at the time of recording this list, so what better time to pour back over the past 6 months of films and recall some of the boldest, balmiest, and most troubling moments inflicted upon us. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most WTF movie moments of 2022 so far. Number 10, the naked volcano fight, The Northman. Robert Eggers' The Northman is perhaps the most metal movie ever made, and so it's fitting that when the villainous Fjolnir tells Amleth to meet him at the gates of hell for their final battle, the two quite literally fight naked in the crater of a damn volcano. Could there have been a more comically testosterone-fueled way for such a hyper-masculine movie to conclude? No, I don't think so. It's one hell of a fight as well, gorgeously shot by Eggers, of course, that concludes with Fjolnir's decapitation and Amleth succumbing to his mortal wounds. Though The Northman unsurprisingly bombed at the box office, it's damn near destined to endure as a future cult classic. And this mesmeric final fight is surely the icing on the very brutal, equally beautiful cake. Number 9, trauma surgery in a moving vehicle, ambulance. Michael Bay's Ambulance is one of the most kinetic and chaotic films of the year, and there's no better evidence that Bay is finally in on the joke this time than the outrageous and outrageously entertaining trauma surgery scene in the middle of the movie. After bank robber brothers Danny and Will hijack an ambulance in an attempt to escape the authorities, they have to deal with the EMT in the back, Cam, who is desperately trying to save the life of a cop, Zach, who was accidentally shot during the heist. As Zach begins to bleed out, Cam makes the last-ditch call to perform surgery on him in the ambulance, all while it's on the move from the cops. Given Cam's inexperience as a surgeon, she calls up her Dr. ex-boyfriend who patches her through to other trauma surgeons, leading to a hilarious FaceTime call as the docs try to talk Cam through the complicated surgery. It's absolutely hysterical, and to make matters worse, the iPad battery dies, leaving Cam to complete the surgery herself. And because that's not traumatic enough apparently, Zach's spleen ends up exploding anywhere, splattering blood all over the place, though Cam thankfully still manages to save his life. So yeah, what a scene, what a movie, never change Michael Bay. Number 8, Melody's Decapitation, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Netflix's new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie wasn't great or even particularly good, but it did at least deliver some memorably gnarly death scenes. While the scene where Leatherface slaughters a busload of phone-totting folk trying to cancel him is absolutely hilarious and over the top, it's just barely one-upped by the shockingly gory ending. After sisters Lila and Melody seem to vanquish Leatherface by knocking him into a pool of water, they attempt to drive away from town, only for Leatherface to return out of nowhere, smash one of the car's windows, and drag Melody out. Her sister is then helpless to watch as Leatherface cuts Melody's head clean off with his chainsaw. Director David Blue Garcia refuses to cut away from the nauseatingly graphic kill, ensuring that while its script might be a mess, it's still committed fully to delivering nasty, mean-spirited violence. Number 7, The Moon Was Created by Ancient Humans, Moonfall. One thing's for sure, Moonfall was a hell of a lot weirder than anybody expected. Roland Emmerich's sci-fi disaster flick follows two former astronauts teaming up with a conspiracy theorist to try and stop the moon from crashing into Earth when it leaves its orbit. But because that's not enough threat for one movie, the director throws in an extraterrestrial entity which may be behind the calamity. In the film's third act, we finally get the truth. The moon is an artificial megastructure created billions of years ago by an ancient race of humans who were considerably more technologically advanced than we are. The moon was designed to act as an ark to help repopulate the human race after a human-created AI went rogue and started wiping out human ancestors. And yeah, that's not what anybody expected, was it? And as dumb as Moonfall might be, this at least took a hard, silly swing at something that gave folks some easy laughs. And by the way, this is without even getting into the movie's ridiculous ending, but it's never really more daft than during this insane exposition dump. Number 6, Rams of Piggyback Escape, RRR. This entire list could be composed of WTF moments from perhaps the most literally thrilling blockbuster of the entire year, that being the absolutely deranged Indian action epic Triple R. Yet, the film hits on a whole other level during its wonderfully over-the-top climax, where tribal revolutionary Bahim helps rescue Officer Ram from imprisonment. But because Ram has been held in solitary confinement and tortured, he's unable to walk, and so his rescuer does the only thing he can do. He hoists Ram onto his shoulders as they make their gut-bustingly entertaining escape. So, one does the running, while the other knocks out guards, steals their guns, and then shoots them dead. What follows is a glorious ballet of cartoonish carnage, with the two in perfect sync, flipping around like Avengers or something, to make sure each has the perfect perspective to deliver more of the carnage. With the big-budget Hollywood landscape seeming increasingly anxious to get truly silly with its action, what a wonderful breath of fresh air this absolutely insane movie was, and it's never better than in this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Scene. Number 5, The Rock Universe. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Much like RRR, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a movie that could fill this entire list by itself. It's such a creative, energetic, and imaginative piece of work. And yet, in a film that features a universe where everybody has hot dogs for fingers, an action scene centered around a butt plug, and a Ratatouille-esque raccoon voiced by Randy freaking Newman, the biggest WTF moment of all is that rock scene. One of the many universes that Evelyn ends up jumping to sees her and her daughter Joy turned into sentient rocks, due to the universe lacking the conditions to form life. And so the pair discuss their existential anxieties via good old-fashioned text, with the scene playing out for several minutes in the sort of way that tends to make studios nervous. Thankfully, directors The Daniels evidently had audiences firmly in the palm of their hands by this point, and so they could get away with something this brilliantly, daringly bizarre. Number 4, The Eye Socket Violation, The Sadness. Taiwanese horror film The Sadness is one of the genre's most unforgettable recent entries, detailing an undead plague which turns the afflicted into rabid murderers and rapists. The most vicious antagonist throughout the film is an especially sadistic zombie known as the Businessman, who doggedly pursues a surviving woman called Molly. And after he stabs Molly in the eye, destroying one of her eyeballs, the Businessman then pursues her to a hospital where he tracks her down and, without describing it too graphically, assaults her wounded eye socket. While the director does shy away from the explicit detail being shown, the lingering glimpse of the Businessman's face is enough to make it absolutely stomach-churning. And sadly for Molly, this assault also results in her becoming infected. Number 3, the bike/car chase, Deep Water. The fact that Deep Water is an erotic thriller that's neither erotic or thrilling, despite starring the mega-hot Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, is a giant WTF moment in and of itself. In a film where Affleck's cuckold serial killer Vic Van Allen has a baffling obsession with snails, the most peculiar moment is still the hilariously unhinged car chase in the movie's climax. After Vic murders his wife Melinda's old boyfriend Tony, he's caught disposing of the body by acquaintance Don. Confirming Don's prior suspicions of Vic's murderous behavior, Don then flees the scene in his car, all the while Vic pursues him on a bicycle. Beyond the abject silliness of Vic managing to keep up with Don despite their outmatched vehicles, Don tries to text his wife the truth while driving, yet is defeated by his phone's autocorrect, which prevents him from sending the intended message. Don screams, autocorrect mere moments before he swerves to avoid Vic in the road and careens headlong off a cliff, dying instantly upon impact. So, say what you will about this movie, but it sure was fun to watch great actors working through this silly tripe. Number 2, Wanda slaughters the Illuminati, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. The recent Doctor Strange sequel may not have been a great movie, but it didn't leave audiences wanting for the horrific weirdness implied by the title, as evidenced no better than the shockingly violent Illuminati sequence. On Earth 838, we're introduced to the aforementioned superhero secret society, consisting of Mordo, Captain Carter, Black Bolt, Captain Marvel, Reed Richards, and Professor X. Barely a few minutes pass, however, before a hell for leather Wanda breaches the facility, destroying all the Ultron drones guarding the HQ, and then slaughters each of the Illuminati except for Mordo. Black Bolt has his mouth removed and his head caved in inside of his mask, Reed is spaghettified and has his head popped, Carter is cut in half by her own shield, Captain Marvel is crushed by a huge statue, and Professor X has his neck snapped. The scene is so shocking that many box office analysts blame the film's struggle to cross the $1 billion mark, a figure most accepted as a certainty a few months ago, on parents shying away from taking their kids to see it once word of mouth spread. If nothing else, it was a refreshingly brutal swing for the MCU though, getting about as violent as humanly possible under the PG-13 banner. Number 1, Ugly Sonic's cameo, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. The trailers for Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers made it clear that this reboot would be an aggressively self-aware, gleefully meta pop culture celebration, but who among us ever expected to see Ugly Sonic show up for an extended cameo? Ugly Sonic is, of course, the original CGI model for Sonic, which appeared in the first trailer for 2020 Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Though after considerable fan backlash about the nightmare-fueled humanoid character design, Paramount delayed the film to give Sonic a more source-faithful look. Hilariously though, Ugly Sonic got his quasi-redemption in Chippendale, voiced here by comedian Tim Robinson as he crosses paths with the titular heroes at a fan convention, where he's thoroughly embraced the Ugly Sonic label. Yet, this is surprisingly not merely a throwaway joke either, as Ugly Sonic ends up being a fairly vital character in the film, with his connections ultimately being used to summon the FBI to arrest the villainous Valley Gang. Yeah, this movie is kind of insane.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.